Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is from 2013, where Selena led a discussion on how to attune with the goddess Brigid through incantations, chants, meditations, candle lighting, and energy workings, as well as how to connect and commune with Brigid in some of her sacred forms, including the sacred oak, holy fires, bright fire, holy waters, bright fire, swan maiden, and radiant sun.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we are going to celebrate the midpoint of winter, the Celtic Fire Festival known as Imbolc, which in ancient times was considered the beginning of spring. And depending on where you live, that may be the case, or it may be the beginning of looking for signs of spring, which is the case in the northern climes where I live in south central Wisconsin. Tonight, we're going to be doing a new ritual that I've created this year, and I invite those of you who would like to actually have some physical objects to use during this ceremony to go forth and get some of these things. We're going to have a song by my friend Celia, which is a song for this time of year. And while the song is being played, I invite you to get a Brigid's cross if you have one. If you don't have one, you can use a wand or just use your hand for our circle casting part, which will start our ceremony. I also invite you to get an image of Brigid. It could be a sculpture or a painting or a symbol. If you don't have one, that's okay. You can also get at least one candle to kindle that could represent the holiday and or Brigid. What we're going to be doing tonight is creating a sacred circle with a chant and with movement. And then we're going to be attuning to the sacred directions by calling forth and aligning ourselves and then meditating on different facets of Brigid. In the latter part of our ceremony, there will be an opportunity to do some healing and blessing work for those in need, for the planet as a whole. And then we will conclude our ceremony with a thanksgiving. As we play the song, if you do not have items that you would like to get, if you want to use your imagination instead, then I invite you to tune in to the melody and the words and take some deep, slow breaths to attune yourself to the spirit of this time of year and to begin your process of connecting with Brigid. So we'll be having a Brigid song by Celia, and this will be an opportunity to do some preparation for the ritual.
Goddess Bridget Peace, weaver, healer, poet, queen, melt the snow and bring the spring. Saint Bridget Goldbender, keeper of the flame, blessed Imbolc, we sing your name. 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 Goddess Bridget, keeper of the flame. Goddess Bridget, peace weaver, healer, poet, queen. Melt the snow and bring.
Let us take some deep, slow breaths to relax ourselves, to purify ourselves, to release any thoughts, energies that we don't need to have present with us as we go into our ritual. Deep, slow breaths. Breathing in and out. Letting the power of breathing relax us. In the next few moments of quiet, connect with the sacred according to your own tradition or path. Invite blessing and guidance. And then, when you are ready, kindle a candle. You can do this by physically lighting an actual candle or imagining a candle before you. As you light the candle, spend a few moments looking at its glow. Let it represent a connection with this sacred time of year, a connection with ancient traditions, with contemporary traditions. And let it represent the connection with Bridget the Bright. Now, take up a symbol of Bridget or hold in your mind an image of the goddess in one or more of her forms. Or you can use her name, Brige, Bride, Bridget, Saint Bridget. She has many different forms of her name, Brigantia. And in the next few moments of quiet, do an honoring of her. Bridget, come to us, be with us. Bridget, come to us, be with us. Bridget, come to us, be with us. And place your symbol near the candle. And if you have a Bridget's cross, take it up at this time. Or if you do not physically have one, you can imagine that you're holding one in your hand. It's an equal-armed cross of woven rushes or other materials. Or if you prefer, you can use a wand or your outstretched hand. Rise up and face the north. And we will be moving clockwise around, creating a circle, drawing the circle with the Bridget's cross, with our hands, or in a way that works for you. We'll move clockwise around not only once, but several times as we do the Bridget circle casting chant. Circle of Bridget's power, circle of Bridget's light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright. And as you repeat this chant with me, start moving clockwise around and creating a sacred circle for this Imbolc ritual, the sacred circle for deepening our connection with the goddess of this festival, Bridget. Circle a Bridget power. Circle a Bridget light. Circle a Bridget magic. Circle a Bridget bright. Circle a Bridget power. Circle a Bridget light. Circle a Bridget magic. Circle a Bridget bright. Circle a Bridget power. Circle a Bridget light. Circle a Bridget magic. Circle a Bridget light. Circle a Bridget power. Circle a Bridget light. Circle a Bridget magic. Circle a Bridget bright. Circle a Bridget power. Circle a Bridget light. Circle a Bridget magic. Circle a Bridget bright. Now find a place to sit comfortably in the center of the circle that you have cast. Set your Bridget cross down near the candle, another Bridget symbol. And now we begin a journey around the sacred circle, connecting with facets and forms of Bridget to deepen our connection, to learn, to attune, to be in alignment with. Direct your attention to the north direction. I'll repeat a line. I'll say a line and repeat the line. And we are going to do an invocation. And follow that with a short meditation on each of these aspects. So as we place our hands out in the direction of the north from where we're sitting, we call to Bridget. Bridget of the Sacred Oak, Bridget of the Sacred Oak, come to us, be with us, come to us, be with us. Bless us with your strength and power, bless us with your strength and power. Now envision in your mind's eye, a mighty oak tree. Bridget as a sacred oak. And as you hold that image in your mind's eye, resting your hands comfortably in your lap, spend a few moments attuning to the sacred oak form of Bridget. And then imagine that you are that oak. Feel her power and strength as oak, being within you and blessing your body, bolstering your immune system, filling you with wellness, Feel strong. Feel the power of the oak. The oak is Bridget being within you. And pay attention to what you experience as you do. And then express appreciation to this form of Bridget. And when you are ready, direct your attention to the east. And here we call on Bridget and the sacred air, the form of her winds as well as her breath. In like fashion, I'll speak a line and repeat that line with me as a way of attuning to this next aspect of Bridget. Bridget of the sacred air. Bridget of the sacred air. Come to us, be with us. Come to us, be with us. Bless us with inspiration and wisdom. Bless us with inspiration and wisdom. Using your breath and moving your hands through the air, let the inspiration of Bridget flow in you. Be within your mind. Your thoughts. Make a sound with your breathing as you connect with the sacred air. Experience the wisdom, the inspiration of mind. Be aligned with Bridget. She who is intelligent, resourceful, a crafter of words, of poems, of stories, of communications. Be one with Bridget of the sacred air and pay attention to what comes to mind in the next few moments of quiet. Express in your own way appreciation to Bridget in this aspect. And then, as you are ready, look towards the south And also look at the candle with you or in your mind's eye. For we connect with Bridget as a fire goddess in this next part of our journey at Imbolc with Bridget. Join me as we call to her. Bridget of the Sacred Flames, Bridget of the Sacred Flames, come to us, be with us. Come to us, be with us. Bless us with vitality and enthusiasm. Bless us with vitality and enthusiasm. Imagine a beautiful, large, magical flame rising up before you. It is Bridget as fire. And when you sense it is right, internalize that. Experience yourself as that sacred fire that is Bridget. Experience the power of that fire, that creative fire flowing through your whole being. Let every bit of your will flow with that vitality and enthusiasm, with that creative force. Be one with the sacred flame that is Bridget. Let her power of fire surge through your being. And as it does, it burns away any barriers that are needed to be dispensed with. It invigorates you. It cleanses you. It awakens you. It fires your motivation to be more fully the best that you can be. Glow with the fire of Bridget. And then spend a few moments reflecting on your experience and then expressing in your own way appreciation. And as you are ready, direct your attention to the west and imagine that you see a sacred spring or a holy well dedicated to Bridget as you attune to that place around you. Join in calling to Bridget in this watery form. Bridget of the sacred waters, Bridget of the sacred waters, come to us. Be with us. come to us. Be with us. Bless us with intuition and understanding. Bless us with intuition and understanding. And now imagine that you are standing before that watery place sacred to Bridget. She is one with that sacred water. And in a way that works for you, become one with her as the goddess of sacred waters. Immerse yourself in the water, or if you prefer, reach in, anoint yourself with her water. Join her in her watery form in the next few moments of quiet. And as you do, gently move your body from side to side. Experience yourself flowing. Let your own intuitive way of being flow. Immerse yourself in a oneness with the goddess of the sacred waters. Pay attention to what you experience as you do. And then spend a few moments becoming still again and expressing appreciation to her in this form. Now it's time to direct your attention to the place below where you are, letting your imagination connect you with the land at your location. For Bridget is connected with land in many sacred ways. Indeed, not only with the spirit of place, but with the whole planet, which is our home. Join me as we connect with her in this form. Bridget of the sacred land, Bridget of the sacred land, come to us, be with us, come to us, be with us. Bless our attunement to place and planet. Bless our attunement to place and planet. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, imagine yourself connecting with the planet as a whole, as well as the particular part of the planet where you are at. Feel power, energy, vital force, frigid of the land, rising through the planet, through place, flowing into you, be one with Bridget of the land. And pay attention to what message or messages she will bring you as you connect. Expressing appreciation to Bridget of the Sacred Land. And then shifting your awareness to that which is above, to connect with Bridget of the cosmos, in particular to her and her solar aspects, not only the sun that is part of life on our planet, but the stars that shine in the sky that are part of the universe. Join me as we call to Bridget and her solar aspects. Bridget of the Sacred Sun, Bridget of the Sacred Sun, come to us, be with us, come to us, be with us. Bless our attunement to sun and stars. Bless our attunement to sun and stars. Experience rays of light from sun and stars, rays of light that are Bridget bright, flowing down through the top of your head, flowing through your whole body, becoming one with that radiance. Acknowledging Bridget as she is part of the greater universe. She is the shining lights that are in the cosmos. Reflect on her. Become one with her in this way. And give her thanks. We connect once more with the center part of our circle, and this time holding one or both of our hands to our hearts, we connect with Bridget within ourselves in the form of one of her most ancient of symbols, that of the swan. The swan, a symbol that takes us into the other world, that can connect us with the ancient ones, with our own ancestors, with beloved dead, with the mysteries of the ancient past. We attune to her and we call to her. Bridget of the Sacred Swan. Bridget of the Sacred Swan, come to us, be with us, come to us, be with us. Bless our attunement with ancestors and ancient ways. Bless our attunement with ancestors and ancient ways. Imagine that you are riding on Bridget as a sacred swan. She is flying through time and space, journeying deep within, spending a few moments time traveling with her, paying attention to what you experience. And then being appreciative and journeying back to the here and now. Letting the sacred swan that is Bridget flow into ourselves, feeling a oneness with her in that form. Giving thanks. And now in the center, we connect with the direction of around. That circle that we cast around us, and the larger circle that is community. For this is a power of Bridget that's very ancient as well. And as we connect with her in this form, we experience our own circle being connected with circles of individuals and groups across the planet. Tonight and in the times to come in the Northern Hemisphere at this Imbolc time and in the Southern Hemisphere in the summery time. But Bridget is year-round, universal and connecting goddess, a community goddess. Join with me. Bridget of Sacred Community. Bridget of Sacred Community. Come to us. Be with us. Come to us. Be with us. Bless our connections with each other. Bless our connections with each other. And now in the next few moments, experience yourself connected and envisioning a network of glowing lights around the planet, lights of individuals, small groups, large groups, all attuning to Bridget, celebrating her now and in the present time and days and nights to come. Experience yourself as part of her connecting power, her community power, experiencing her connecting each of us together that are tuning in now and that will be tuning in later in the eternal now. We connect. We glow, we grow, we know. And it shows in our lives. We remember her and her connecting power. And we know we can call upon it whenever we are in need. A reminder that we are not alone. We are part of a greater whole. And we give thanks to Bridget of Sacred Community. Her ninth aspect is the awe, the one, the universal spirit, the universal light. As we prepare to connect with her in this way, we call to mind Bridget of the Sacred Oak, of the Sacred Air, of the Sacred Flames, the Sacred Waters, the Sacred Land, the Sacred Sun, the Sacred Swan, the Sacred Community. For they all are part of Sacred Spirit. As we call her in this form, imagine yourself glowing with a radiant light, a brilliance, a golden light of sacred illumination. Bridget of the Sacred Spirit, Bridget of the Sacred Spirit, come to us, be with us, come to us, be with us. Bless us with balance, inner peace, well-being. Bless us with balance, inner peace, well-being. Be one with Bridget's light on this Imbolc night. Experience Bridget Light in your soul, in you, around you, one with you. Balancing, integrating, deepening your attunement, your understanding of Bridget. Deepening your understanding and awareness of the waxing light, for the days are getting longer. And in the depths of winter time, the promise of spring and rebirth is apparent. Bridget, the initiator. Bridget, the transformer. Bridget, the inspirer. Bridget, the healer. And we give thanks to Bridget in these sacred nine forms. And as we continue to feel in alignment with her in these multiple ways, let us turn our thoughts to loved ones in need. Let us hold in our minds well wishes for those who have healing needs. And as I play the singing bowl, silently call to mind those who are in need of healing. And as you do that, if you wish, speak out the name or names in the next few moments as we focus healing sounds, Bridget Power, individually and collaboratively to those in need. Bridget, bring healing. 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 Bridget, bring healing to those we name. So mote it be. We focus on Bridget now and her power of healing and her power of peace, her power of love. We know that each of us in our alignment with her now and year-round can be an agent of her peace, of her healing, of her transformation. Bridget peace around us. Bridget peace upon us. Bridget peace within us. Bridget peace, inner peace. Bridget peace around us. Bridget peace upon us. Bridget peace within us. Bridget peace, inner peace. Bridget peace around us. Bridget peace upon us. Bridget peace within us. Bridget peace, inner peace. Peace on earth, peace in the cosmos, peace within our own selves and those in our lives. Many blessings. So be it. And now, as we conclude, we give thanks to the many forms of Bridget that we have called in our ceremony tonight. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Oak, we give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Air, we give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Flames, we give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Waters, we give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Land, we give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Sun, we give thanks. Bridget of the Sacred Swan, we give thanks. Bridget of Sacred Community, we give thanks. Bridget of Sacred Spirit, we give thanks. Bridget of Healing, we give thanks. And we give thanks to the circle of Bridget that we cast around us. And now as we conclude, we take a bit of that circle within ourselves to guide us at this sacred time and to guide us on our life's journey. Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we cherish you. Bridget, we thank you. The circle continues within us and around us, though it is time for this ceremony to be over. Bridget, continue to watch over us, guide us, teach us at this in bulk time and throughout the year. So mote it be. And as we conclude, I wish each of you a wonderful Imbolc. And may we carry the power of Bridget, our memories of our time together, with us into our time tonight and days and nights to come into our lives. So mote it be. Well, we only have a few moments now, and I want to give thanks to everyone that tuned in tonight, all of you in the chat room, to David and Jeanette, who have been supporting this weekly radio show for many, many months now, or coming up to almost a year. And I want to thank Pagans Tonight Radio Network, and I want to thank Gabe, who works on taking these different presentations that I do and making them podcasts. I want to thank everyone for all your assistance. So in the last few moments, I'll do a quick check-in with you, David and Jeanette, and any words from chat room, any, yeah.
Hello. Happy Imbolc.
Happy Imbolc.
Yeah, not too much in the chat tonight because folks were just tuning in and listening and connecting with the ritual. So, you know, this is one of the quiet shows where folks really just tune in and listen and go along and visualize and connect with the spirit of the celebration of the Sabbath.
Well, it's the first time I've done this particular ritual, and I invite all who have been part of this to go to, if you're on Facebook, to go to Selena Fox Updates and to give me some feedback. Or if you prefer to do it in a more private way, Selena, S-E-L-E-N-A, @circlesanctuary.org. You can send me a direct email. Let me know what you like, what suggestions you have. I will be doing more Bridget work in the near future. On Saturday, February 2nd at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is our Imbolc Festival, and I'll be doing a workshop on Bridget of the Sacred Waters. And in California, President's Day weekend, near in San Jose Pantheacon, I'm doing my Bridget healing ceremony. I'll also be speaking at some other program activities during that weekend, but my big Bridget healing ritual will be again held this year at that time. And those of you who are in California or planning to make the journey out there, be sure to stop by and say hi if you decide to come and join that ceremony. Well, in conclusion, I want to just thank everyone. I also want to do an honoring of my longtime friend and Fellowship of Isis priestess, Dina Buddha, who crossed over to the realm of the ancestors on Sunday, January 27th. I've been honoring her in different ways and sending love and support at this Bridget time to her husband, Raymond, and to all her family and friends, and to all whose lives that she has touched. And I want to send well wishes to all in need and wish everyone a wonderful evening. Be sure to tune in to Pagan Warrior Radio Wednesday night, 8 to 9 Central Time. David and Jeanette and Pamela Kelly are going to be doing an Imbolc ceremony tomorrow night, correct?
Oh, yes, it will. And I just got a note here from Tracy from Pagans Tonight that the visitation will be tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. Yes, and that's at the funeral home and in Chicago. And if you want some more information, I have it posted on my Facebook page, as well as you can go to the Patheos channel, the site known as Agora, and there is a link there to the obituary and the Chicago Tribune, as well as to remembrance of Dina, which is at the Fellowship of Isis blog.
Bridget, peace weaver, healer, poet, queen, melt the snow and bring the spring. Saint Bridget, goldbender, keeper of the flame, blessed Imbolc, we sing your name. We sing your name, we sing your name.
So beautiful.
and welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.